From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The Labor Department says more jobs were lost than created last month. Its new report also shows the jobless rate held steady at 10%. From Washington, Danielle Carson reports.
The much-anticipated employment report surprised economists. They were expecting to see an increase in jobs. Instead, employers cut 85,000 last month. But that doesn't mean businesses won't start hiring again this year. Aaron Smith, an economist with Moody's.com, says one disappointing jobs report shouldn't set a trend for the rest of the year.
I think the foundation is still there for business expansion. And as long as business confidence doesn't backtrack, we should be okay as far as making progress toward self-sustaining expansion. We shouldn't put too much stock into one report.
More than 7 million people have lost their jobs since the beginning of 2008. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
The suspect in the Christmas Day attempt to bomb an airliner headed for Detroit has his first court hearing today. President Obama is demanding changes in how intelligence agencies work and share information. He says the clues were there before the attack, but no one connected the dots. Former National Intelligence Director John Negroponte said today on CBS TV that he's not sure if connecting the dots could have prevented the bombing attempt.
It might have prevented this plot from unfolding. It could have disrupted it, but these were fragmentary pieces of information. We did not have the entire narrative of some kind of a plot.
Negroponte said the Obama administration is taking the right actions now. He also said the U.S. is safer than it was before the 9/11 attacks. An electrical equipment plant in St. Louis remains closed following a shooting rampage yesterday. The shootings killed four people. Police say the gunman is one of the dead. St. Louis Public Radio's Matt Sepik reports.
Authorities say a disgruntled worker, whom they identified as 51-year-old Timothy Hendren, opened fire as the morning shift began yesterday at ABB's transformer manufacturing plant. Hendren killed three men, all fellow employees, and wounded five others before killing himself. The gunman was one of four lead plaintiffs in a class-action lawsuit against Switzerland-based ABB. The workers sued the company in 2006 to recover what they saw as excessive fees charged by the company's 401k retirement plan. Their case went to trial this week, and a judge in Kansas City heard arguments yesterday, even after news of the killings broke. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in St. Louis.
China is now the world's number one automobile market. Chinese officials say more than 13.5 million vehicles were sold in China last year. Stocks, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 22 points at 10,588. The NASDAQ Composite at last check was up 1 point at 2301. This is NPR News. Two more men have been arrested in connection with the case of an Afghan-born Colorado man who denies plotting a bomb attack in the U.S. The men were arrested today as part of the investigation of Najibullah Zazi. He is suspected of trying to build and detonate a bomb in New York City on the anniversary of the September 11th attacks. His father and a Muslim imam have also been arrested. The University of Alabama is on top of the college football world today. Last night in Pasadena, California, Alabama beat Texas 37-21 to take the college championship. It's the Crimson Tide's first national title since 1992. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Alabama's comfortable 16-point winning margin hardly tells the whole story. Minutes into the game, Texas lost starting quarterback Colt McCoy to a shoulder injury. His startled backup, Garrett Gilbert, a freshman suddenly thrust into the national spotlight, faltered early. But Gilbert's two second-half touchdown passes pulled Texas within 3 points with 6 minutes left. Not to be, however. Alabama forced and recovered a Texas fumble, then put the game out of reach. The Crimson Tide was fueled by running backs Trent Richardson and Heisman Trophy winner Mark Ingram. Both ran for more than 100 yards and scored two touchdowns each. Ingram said that was the plan.
We said we needed to have a big game. We said we needed to have the team on our back tonight. We just thrive off of each other.
Alabama head coach Nick Saban won his second title at different schools. He also won at LSU. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Lawyers for fired Texas Tech coach Mike Leach say they're taking his case to court in the next 6 weeks. First, they want to question the sophomore receiver whose family complained about the way Leach treated him. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.